我想首先请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些的圣经。
First off, shall we together read some scripture?
我们先看路加福音。
We'll first turn to the gospel according to Luke.
路加福音十二章第五十节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 50.
路加福音十二章五十节。
The Gospel according to Luke chapter 12, verse 50.
我有当受的喜还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？
But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished.
再看约翰福音第十二章。
Next, the Gospel according to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
二十三节到二十五节
Verse 23 through 25
约翰福音第十二章二十三到二十五耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了我实实在在地告诉你们一粒麦子不落在地里死了人就是一粒若是死了就结出许多子粒来爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保全生命到永生
The Gospel according to John chapter 12 verse 23 to 25 And Jesus answered them saying The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified Truly, truly, I say to you Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies It remains alone But if it dies, it bears much fruit He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. If anyone serves me, he must follow me.
马可福音
Gospel according to Mark
第十四章
Chapter 14
马可十四章第三节到第九节
Chapter 14 verse 3 through 9
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来打破玉瓶把膏浇在耶稣的头上有几个人心中很不喜悦说何用这样枉费香膏呢这香膏可以卖三十多两银子周济穷人他们就向那女人生气耶稣说由他吧为什么难为他呢他在我身上做的是一件美事因为常有穷人和你们同在要向他们行善随时都可以只是你们不常有我他所做的是尽他所能的他是为我安葬的事把香膏预先浇在我身上我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Mark chapter 14, verse 3 to 9. While he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head. But some were indignantly remarking to one another, Why has this perfume been wasted? For this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor. And they were scolding her. But Jesus said, Let her alone.Why do you bother her? She has done a good deed to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you wish you can do to them, but you do not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial. Truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
我们再看哥林多后书
Next, 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章
Chapter 4.
第七节到十二节
Verse 7 through 12.
哥林多后书第四章七到十二节
2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 12.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住。 心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人，是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you.
我们曾经说过，约翰福音第十章。
We have spoken previously in the Gospel according to John chapter 10.
主曾经告诉我们说，他说我来了是要叫人得生命。并且得得更丰盛。
The Lord has spoken that I have come so that man will gain life and life more abundantly.
我们说这是主耶稣到地上来最大的一个目的。
This is the greatest purpose of the Lord coming to earth.
就是要把生命带给人。
He is to bring life to man.
我们要知道这是神为着人所能做最大的事情。
This is the greatest thing that God can do for man.
这也是神给我们最大的一个恩典。
And also the greatest grace that God has given to us.
神愿意把他自己的生命分赐给所有的人。
He is willing to give his life to everyone.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须晓得一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we must come to know one thing.
只有神的生命是可以分赐的生命。
Only God's life is the life that's able to give life.
因为这是造物主的生命。
Because He is the creator of life.
我们的生命是可以延续的，但是不能分赐的。
Our life can continue, but we cannot give it.
不管你爱一个人爱到什么样的程度，你希望把你的生命能够分一些给他。
No matter the depth of your love for a certain person, as you want to give a part of your life to them,
这都是不可能的事情。
It is impossible.
只有神的生命它是可以分赐给人的。
Only God's life can be given away.
那并且呢，神的生命呢，是一个无穷的生命。
And His life is unlimited.
他无论怎样的分出去，
No matter how much He gives,
他都不会减少。
It never decreases.
他的性质
His very nature,
和他里面所有的成分都不会减少。
This very nature and the abundance of it will never decrease.
我们真是感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
今天神乐意把他这个非造的生命、非受造的生命分赐给所有受造的人。
God is willing to give His life to all of us, His created ones.
所以唯有这个生命被称作是永生。
So only His life is an eternal life.
我们现在所拥有的生命呢？是一个短暂的生命。
The life that we have is a temporary one.
所以神乐意把他这个丰盛的生命呢赏赐给人。
So He's willing to give His abundant life to all of man.
我们也说到神把这个生命赐给我们。
Now we know that God has given us His life.
就是要让我们在蒙恩得救之后。
So that after we are saved.
我们一切的生活侍奉都应当根据于这个生命。
All of our life and service follows His life.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道在这个生命的里面，
We know that within this life,
包括了神一切的丰盛，
It encompasses all His abundance,
也包括了神所有一切的作为，
And all of God's works.
如果你们还记得的话，
If you remember,
我们上一次曾经给弟兄姊妹看见一个图。
We showed a picture here to brothers and sisters.
我希望你能够把它牢牢地记住。
I hope that you can remember it.
我们今天早晨呢，让大家再看一次。
So this morning I want to show it to you again.
我们讲到这个生命就是一切。
We say that life is all.
当神把这生命给我们的时候，
As God has given us His life,
这个生命里面就包括了周遭所有的这一切 神的作为和神的丰富在里面。
This life encompasses all of God's work and His handiworks.
所以你如果没有这个生命的话呢
？So without this life,
你就不可能拥有神的这一切的丰盛。
You cannot have all the rest, the abundance of God.
今天我们有了这个生命
，But if you have this life,
我们还需要进入这些的丰富。
You still need to enter into all of this abundance.
感谢神
，We thank God.
一切都在这个生命的里面。
Everything is within this life.
所以呢，我们基督徒在地上的生活。活要有一个大的改变。
So our daily life as Christians, we need to have a great change.
现在我们的生活和活动呢，要根据于这个生命。
Now our life and our work must be according to this life.
你这从这个生命里面，你可以经历这周遭圆周里面所有一切的丰富。
And through this life, you can now begin to experience the abundance that is in all these things surrounding it.
当这些客观的真理
of all of the objective truth
能够在你的生命中成为主观的经历的时候
can now become your subjective experience.
那么弟兄姊妹们，你的生命就达到了丰盛。
Then your life will gain abundance.
所以今天呢，我们在主的恩典中
So today, under God's grace,
我们已经得着了这么一个宝贵的生命。
We have already received this precious life.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你要天天活在这个生命的里面。
You must live every day within this life.
把你所有一切的事物都用这个生命做基础。
So that all things must be based on life.
我们讲到，如果不在这个生命里面
If not within this life,
你所做的可能是一个外面的一个作为
Then perhaps you are just doing things on the outside.
那个可能就是你个人的涵养或者是宗教
Perhaps it's just self-discipline or religion.
所以只有活在这个生命的里面
So only when you live within this life,
我们才能够达到神所要我们达到的目的
Can you gain the purpose and the goal that God wants us to attain to?
那我们知道圣经告诉我们，我们的神是生命的主
Now the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus, He is the Lord of life.
这句话是什么意思呢
What does this word mean?
这就告诉我们呢神无论他行动也好他做事也好他说话也好都是生命
It says that no matter whether it is God's actions, His deeds, or His words, they are all of life.
我们呢是有生命可以做事
Yes, we have life so that we can do things.
但是神做事就是生命
But when God does things, it is life.
这个完全不一样
It's entirely different.
所以他在地上行动的时候
So when He acts on earth,
那个行动就是生命
Those actions are life.
他做事的时候
When He works,
他做事的时候就是生命
His works are life.
他说话的时候
When He speaks,
他的话就是生命
His words are life.
所以主耶稣曾经这样讲过
And so Jesus has once said,
他说我所说的话就是灵就是生命。
The words that I say is spirit and truth.
那意思说呢，主的话出去的时候呢，不是光是一个思想，是一个生命。
So that when His words go out, it's not just thoughts or ideas, but it is life.
我们说话的时候表达一个意思，我们说话的时候表达一个思想。
When we speak, it speaks of our ideas or our thoughts.
你的生命不会跟着你的话出去。
Your life will not follow out with your words.
但是对于神来讲的话呢
？But according to God,
他一说话就是生命。
When He speaks, it is life.
所以为什么今天我们这么需要神的话
That is why today we really need His words.
出于神的话，没有一句不带着能力的。
Because there is not one word that does not have power in it.
因为主说话，主就在他的话里面，这个生命就出去了。
Because when God speaks, His life goes out.
所以他说有就有，命立就立。
So when He says, it happens.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这个是跟我们今天的情况是不一样的。
It is entirely different from our condition.
所以我们感谢神。
And so we thank God.
神今天乐意把这个生命分赐给所有蒙恩得救的人。
God is willing to give this life to all who are saved.
这是我们今天所得到的一个何等大的福气。
It is a great privilege for us today.
那弟兄姊妹，神是怎么把这个生命给我们的呢
？How does God give us this life then?
他乃是借着他的儿子道成肉身来到地上。
It is through the Lord Jesus becoming flesh on this world.
就把这个生命从万有之上带到地上来。
From The great heaven above, He has brought this life down to earth.
这也说明为什么主耶稣需要道成肉身。
This also speaks of why the Lord Jesus must become flesh.
因为神要把这个生命给我们呢，他必须好像有个器皿呢，来盛装一样。
In order for God to give us this life, He must have a vessel to contain it.
今天像我要喝这个水一样的。
As if I want to drink this water this morning, I must have a cup.
如果没有杯子。
without a cup?
你光把水拿来，那怎么拿呢？
How are you going to give me water?
神说要把生命给我们，要怎么给呢？
If God wants to give us life, how is he to give us life?
所以主耶稣的肉身就是这个属灵生命的一个器皿。
So the flesh, the very body of our Lord Jesus is that vessel.
那么神就把这个生命放在耶稣基督的肉身里面。
And so God placed the life within the body of our Lord Jesus.
那么主耶稣到地上来之后
And so after the Lord Jesus came to earth,
这个从万有之上的生命被带到地上。
This unlimited life came to earth.
那么他又如何把这个生命分赐给我们所有的人呢？
How is he to give us this life then?
弟兄姊妹，必须借着十字架。
Brothers and sisters, it must be through the cross.
所以这样看来，
So if you look
耶稣基督的道成肉身
the Lord Jesus becoming flesh,
十字架的工作
and the work of the cross,
都不是偶然的
is not a coincidence,
都是在神的计划里
it is all within God's plan,
因为没有十字架
without the cross,
主耶稣没有办法把这个生命分赐给所有的人
the Lord Jesus cannot give his life to all men,
所以只有借着十字架
only through the cross,
可以把这个生命呢把它释放出来
can life be released,
但是我们知道
But at the same time,
当主耶稣要上十字架的时候
when Jesus was going up to the cross,
似乎呢在主的里面呢有一种的矛盾的感觉
at that time, there was somewhat of a paradox within the Lord Jesus himself.
我们记得他在克西马尼园里面祷告的时候
we remember when he was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane,
那实在是一个痛苦的时刻
it was a very difficult time.
主的汗像大雪点一样的滴在地上
his sweat drops were like blood on the ground.
他向父亲祷告
he prayed to the Father,
他说我父啊
My father,
倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我
If you are willing, let this cup depart from me.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
从这个感觉里面我们知道主耶稣要上十字架对他来讲是非常痛苦的一件事情
We know that from these words,It was a very difficult thing for the Lord Jesus to go up to the cross.
似乎呢，他好像不太愿意上十字架。
As if he were almost unwilling to go up.
但是在路加福音中
But at the same time, in the Gospel according to Luke,
主又说了另外的一句话。
He said another thing.
他说，我有当受的喜还没有成就，我的心是何等的迫切呢？
I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished.
我们知道这句话是指着主耶稣上十字架为我们死来说的。
We know that this phrase was spoken specifically of his death.
一方面，他感觉到这个十字架对他来讲是一个极沉重的一个压力。
On one hand, this was an incredible stress and burden placed on him.
他要祷告求父把他挪开。
He was praying that the Father would take it away from him.
但是另外一面呢
？But on the other hand,
他好像有一个新的迫切的要赶快上十字架。
He had another desire that he wanted to quickly go up to the cross.
你会看见主耶稣对着十字架，他有一种矛盾的感觉在里面。
It seems as if there was a paradox within him.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这就告诉我们
This tells us,
耶稣基督上十字架那实在是一个非常沉重的一个痛苦
For the Lord Jesus to go up to the cross was an incredible burden and suffering
是远超过我们所能想象的一种的压力
It far surpasses all the stress that we can ever imagine
连神的儿子在肉身中也尚且承受不了
It was such a burden that even the Son of God almost could not bear it.
但是主知道，若不是借着十字架，他的生命就没有办法释放出来。
But he knew that if he did not go up to the cross, his life could not come out.
这是必须经过的一个道路。
This was a necessary road.
所以我们要永远感谢我们的主。
So we forever want to thank our Lord.
他在地上的时候
，When he was on earth,
在肉身中为我们承受了何等的痛苦
，The suffering that he bore in his body,
承受何等的压力。
Such stress.
那么在十字架上完成了父的托付。
And on the cross, he accomplished the burden that the Father gave to him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
对于我们的主来讲
To our Lord,
上十字架是不容易的一件事情。
It was a difficult thing for him to go up to the cross.
但是又是一件必须的事情。
But at the same time, it was a necessity.
主在肉身的时候
When the Lord was in the flesh,
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这个肉身呢一方面是他的凭借
This flesh at one time it was a The limitation.
不是一个凭借，另外一面来讲是一个限制。
On one hand, it was a limitation. On the other hand, it was just a vessel.
因为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为这个生命啊。
This life.
假使不是借着这个肉身的话呢，就不能具体的来到地上。
If it was not for the flesh, he could not physically come to this earth.
那么，神的生命也借着主耶稣基督的肉身的生活，那么把它彰显出来。
And so through his flesh, through his body and daily living, he was able to manifest the life of God.
我们都知道生命需要身体的。
We know that life needs a body.
今天呢，你能感觉到我的活动。
For you to be able to sense my action or movement.
如果今天早晨呢，站在讲台上的只是孙弟兄的生命。
If this morning it is only the life of brother son here standing here.
那么你们什么也看不见。
Then you can't see anything.
什么也听不见。
You can't hear anything.
因为我有一个身体
But because I have a body,
所以呢我的生命可以借着我的身体来表现
So my life can be manifested through my body
你们可以听见我可以看见我
You can hear and see me
可以看见我的行动
And see my movements
同样的主耶稣在地上的时候
At the same time for the Lord Jesus
这个天上的生命必须借着他的身体才能够在地上彰显
This heavenly life must be shown through his physical body on earth
四福音书
So the four gospels
记载着主耶稣基督在肉身中间所有的生活
It records the daily life and the living of the Lord Jesus on earth
你看这个生命从主的肉身中彰显出来是何等的美丽啊
We see how beautiful his life was in the body.
是何等的丰盛。
It was so abundant.
是何等的有能力啊
And so powerful.
所以若是没有这个肉身
And so without this physical body,
主的生命就没有凭借。
Then we cannot see him.
所以呢一方面来讲主的肉身是一个凭借。
So on one hand, we need to be able to interact and see that physical body.
让我们能看见这个生命的美丽。
So for us to see the beauty of his life.
那么所以呢神用他的儿子做了这个生命的一个榜样一个模型
And so God through the life of his son used it as a model or as an example
所以属灵生命最大的模型和榜样就是主耶稣
So the greatest model of this life is our Lord Jesus
我们基督徒很可惜、啊、
It is very sad for us Christians
我们很喜欢去模仿人、啊、
We like to imitate other people
教会中呢有一些有恩赐的人呢一些属灵人呢我们就喜欢模仿他
There are some spiritual people or very spiritual giants that we want to imitate.
当然有的时候主也许可我们模仿一点。
At some point, yes, the Lord will allow us to imitate others.
保罗就说嘛。
Paul says,
说你们要效法我但是要向我效法基督。
Imitate me as I of Christ.
因为人看不见基督只看见保罗。
Because man could not see Christ, they only saw Paul.
所以很多人愿意学保罗。
So many wanted to learn of Paul.
所以保罗说你可以学我也可以但是要向我学基督。
But you need to imitate me as I learn of Christ.
所以认真的来讲这个生命最大的模型和榜样就是我们的主耶稣基督。
So the greatest model and standard or example for us is our Lord Jesus.
我们都知道神今天要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Now we know that the Lord, that God wants us to be molded into the image of Christ.
所以圣经从来没有说要把我们磨成教会历史上这些什么有名人的形象。
He never asks us to imitate and be molded into the image of some church, somebody in history.
所以在教会里最好我们只高举基督。
And so in the church, we need to exalt Christ.
不要去高举人。
We do not exalt man.
那个人的名字少提。
We don't need to mention the names of different people. We speak of the Lord himself.
因为这是神给我们看见，他要让他的儿子成为我们的一个模型。
Because God wants his son to be our model.
所以一方面来讲，这个生命是用耶稣基督的肉身做了一个凭据。
So on one hand, yes, the physical body is an example for us.
但是另外一面呢？
But on the other hand,
这个肉身呢？又成了主的生命的一个限制。
That physical body also was a limitation to him.
因为这个生命只能在主的身上。
Because his life could only be within him.
所以主耶稣如果在加利利，他就没有办法在耶路撒冷。
So if the Lord Jesus was in Galilee, he could not at the same time be in Jerusalem.
他必须呢，人要靠近他的时候呢，才能够感觉到这个生命。
Only when people draw They came near to him, could they touch that life?
这个生命就没办法达到所有的人身上。
This life could not be on every single person.
所以因此呢，我们的主心中有一个非常迫切的感觉。
And so we have this desire.
他渴望上十字架。
He wanted to go up to the cross.
因为他知道十字架也是一个大的释放。
Because on that cross, it was a great release.
只有主耶稣到了十字架上的时候，他的身体裂开了。 他的生命就被释放出来。
Only when he went up onto that cross and for his body to be broken, then could his life come out.
所以十字架对于这个生命的释放来讲是非常重要的一个工具。
So when it comes to life, this cross is a very important instrument.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们知道十字架的工作。
We know that the work of the cross
就是要在我们这个天然的肉身生命上做一个破碎的工作。
Is a work to break our natural life.
只有十字架能够破碎人天然的肉体。
Only the cross can break the natural life of human beings.
所以连主也不能例外。
So even the Lord was not exempt.
那么在主耶稣上十字架之前
And so right before the Lord went up to the cross,
门徒是完全不懂的。
The disciples could not understand.
所以主一路往前去的时候他心里很孤单的。
So as he was going forward, he was very lonely.
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
在四福音书里面有两段的记载。
Within the four Gospels, there are two recordings.
这两段的记载呢摸到了主的心。
These two recordings really touched the heart of the Lord.
那么这两幅的图画
These two pictures
也让我们看见十字架如何在人的肉身上来做破碎的工作。
Allow us to see how the cross is to break our lives.
它有两种不同的情况的破碎。
There's two conditions of this breaking.
啊，那么当然这些呢，我们知道首先是显在耶稣基督的身上。
We know, of course, first off, this was shown in the life of the Lord himself.
这第一幅图画呢，就是让我们看见了那个一粒麦子落在地里。那个比喻。
The first picture is the story or the description of the grain that falls to the ground.
当有一班希腊人，他们想来看主耶稣。
There were some Greeks who wanted to come to see the Lord.
他们就找到了主的门徒腓力。
And so they found Philip.
他说：“先生，我们愿意见见耶稣。
”They said, "Sir, we want to go see Jesus."
啊，那么腓力就去找到拿单叶。
And so Philip went and he found Nathanael.
两个人就来告诉主说有一般有一些希腊人想来看你。
And so they said to the Lord, there are some people who want to come meet you.
哎，你看主听到这个话之后，主有一个非常说讲了一段非常奇妙的话。
And so when the Lord heard this, he said something very amazing.
主人们说，哦，好，我马上去看他。
Did he say, I will go and see him?
或者好，叫他们进来。
Or yes, bring them in.
主都没有这样说。
No, the Lord did not say that.
主怎么说呢？
What did he say?
主说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
He said, the time for the Son of Man to be glorified has come.
他说一粒麦子若不在落在地里死了人就是一粒死了就结出许多子粒来。
If a grain of wheat does not fall to the ground, much fruit cannot be gained.
爱惜生命的就失丧生命。
If you love your life, you will lose it.
啊，失丧生命的就保全生命到永生。
And if you lose, but if it dies, it bears much fruit.
我想那一天啊，这个腓力跟拿单两个人呢，一定是满头雾水，对吧？
Perhaps Philip and Nathanael that day were very confused.
主怎么会突然冒出这么一句话来呢？
Why did the Lord say this?
弟兄姊妹们，主看见了门徒们看不见的事情。
It is because the Lord saw something that the disciples did not see.
因为这一班希腊人要来见主。
Because these people wanted to come see the Lord.
让主看见了一件事情。
Allowed the Lord to see something.
他要怎样死？
How he was to die.
这个生命要怎样的能够被分赐出去。
How this life was to be shared and manifested out.
所以他就讲了这一粒麦子落在地里死了的这么一个比喻。
And so he spoke of this parable of how a grain must fall to the ground.
因为主已经看见
Because he has already seen.
他的肉身要借着十字架的破碎。
That how his physical life must be broken.
使里面的生命能够被释放出来。
So that the inner life may be set free.
那我们都知道这一粒麦子如果要叫它能生长的话首先必须把它埋在地里对不对
Now we know that if we want to grow a grain of wheat, it first must be buried in the ground.
啊，然后经过了一段的时间
And after some time,
啊，地里的温度和水分使它那个外面坚硬的壳子呢破碎
Through the temperature of the soil as well as water, the outer shell would be broken.
然后里面的生命就开始生长
And then the life within can begin to grow.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这幅图画告诉我们
This picture shows us
十字架破碎的一面的工作
One portion of the work of the cross
就说呢是经过隐藏的
Is that it is hidden
经过一段时间的
It goes through time
啊，所以今天呢我们的这个生命呢如果要从里面能出来
And so if our inner life is to come out
有时候隐藏的生活是非常需要的。
Sometimes that hidden life is very important.
我们晓得主耶稣到地上来的时候，
When the Lord came to this earth,
他道成肉身成为一个婴孩。
He became flesh and was a babe.
从婴孩到三十岁。
From an infant to the time of he was of
30. 圣经没有记载太多的故事。
The Bible did not record very much.
这三十年可以说是完全是一个隐藏的一段时间。
These 30 years, you can say it was a hidden time.
从前也许我们不懂。
Previously, we did not understand.
为什么这三十年呢？整个是一片好像空白一样呢？
Why is it these 30 years? It was as if it were a blank.
如果你明白十字架的意义的话呢？
If you understand the meaning of the cross,
你就懂得神是如何把他的儿子隐藏起来。
Then you will understand how God was hiding his son.
因为这一粒麦子必须种在地里面。
Because this grain of wheat must be buried under the ground.
他必须要经过一个长时间的一个隐藏。
He must be hidden for a very long time.
所以这三十年的时间不是一个空白的时间。
So these 30 years, it was not a blank.
这三十年有非常重大的意义。
It had a very important meaning.
因为要达到神的目的，要叫神的生命从主的身上能够被释放出来。
Because God's purpose to be attained must be gained through his life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
十字架破碎我们这些人，
When the cross breaks us,
也是有一面的情况，就是把它隐藏起来。
On one hand, yes, it is to hide us.
需要长的时间。
It takes a long time.
那有些侍奉主的人不太能明白这个道理。
Now, there are some servants of God who it's very difficult for them to understand this.
我们常常一出来就希望被主用，对不对？
Oftentimes when we come out, we want God to use us quickly.
我们就希望他能赶快的那个有恩赐，赶快就被众人所知道。
We hope that quickly we will be able to use our gifts so that everyone will know.
赶快就能进功用。
So that we can be useful.
哎，但是你没想到，你这么弄那么弄啊，好像就是没有出路啊。
But without knowing, as you do this and that, there's no way out.
啊，神就是把你好像摆在一个隐藏的一个情况的里面。
It is as if God is hiding you away.
哎，所以我们就唉声叹气啊。
And so you sigh.
哎呀，我们就在那里怨天尤人呢、啊，埋怨天。
And then we complain.
弟兄姊妹，其实不需要。
Brothers and sisters, actually, you don't need to.
你要懂得神工作的手。
You must know the hand of God that works.
我记得我刚出来侍奉主的时候。
I know that when I first started to serve.
有一个弟兄就说了。
A brother said.
他说我们最好把这个孙弟兄啊，给他埋个十年。
We need to hide or bury brother son for about 10 years.
哎呀，那个时候他讲这个话，我就很不高兴。
When he said that, I was very unhappy.
我说你这根本不爱我。
I said you don't love me.
就是想要为难我。
You just want to make life difficult for me.
其实他讲这个话有点道理。
But there was a grain of truth to what he said.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以在这个十字架破碎我们天然的肉体这件事情上。
And so for the cross to break our natural life, our flesh.
这一粒麦子所说明的故事。
The story of this grain of wheat.
是说明了隐藏。说明需要时间的。
Speaks of hiding and time.
我们必须懂得神的手啊。
We need to know God's hand.
那么，另外，在马可福音十四章里面。
And then in Mark chapter 14.
他又给我们看见另外一幅图画。
There is another picture.
啊，就是那个玉瓶被打碎的图画。
This is the breaking of the alabaster jar.
啊，主耶稣来到伯大尼。
Jesus came to Bethany.
进到西门的家里面。
Came to the home of Simon.
圣经记载说有一个女人。
And then here it says there was a woman.
我们后来知道这是玛利亚。
And later we know that this was Mary.
啊，那么她来了之后呢，她就拿了一玉瓶啊，至贵的真拿达香膏。
She came with a alabaster vial of very costly perfume of pure nard.
我们晓得这一瓶的真拿达香膏啊，可能是玛利亚一生在主面前所积蓄的。
This jar of nard, we know that Mary was collecting it her entire life.
这个拿达香膏是非常的贵重。
This nard is extremely expensive.
所以她用个玉瓶子一点点的把它存积起来。
And because it's so precious, she contained it in an alabaster jar.
但是那天呢？
But that day,
她不知道如何受到神的感动。
For some reason, she was moved by the Lord.
那个爱呀，在她里面是非常的激励她。
That love in her heart greatly encouraged her.
激励到一个地步，她把她这个隐藏的宝贝的这个玉瓶的拿达香膏拿到了西门家里。
That love moved her so much that she brought out her most precious possession, that jar, to the home of Simon.
她也没有说任何的话。
She didn't say anything.
她就把这个玉瓶呢，把它打破了。
She broke the alabaster jar.
然后就把这个香膏就膏在主的头上。
And anointed the Lord on his head.
哇，这个香膏是非常的香的。
Now this perfume is extremely fragrant.
整个屋子里面都充满了香气。
So the whole house was filled with the fragrance.
弟兄姊妹，看见玛利亚爱主耶稣。
Here we see how Mary loved the Lord.
她在那里把她一生最宝贵的一件事情用在主的身上。
She took the thing that was most precious to her and brought it and gave it to the Lord.
哎呀，这些门徒们看见心里不高兴。
And the disciples saw and they were unhappy with it.
太浪费了。
They said, what a waste.
他说你这一瓶拿达香可以卖30两银子。
You could have sold it for over 300 denarii.
那如果卖掉可以救济多少的穷人呢？
And you could have feed so many of the poor.
你太浪费了吧。
You've wasted so much.
啊。他们还向这个女人生气。
And so they were scolding this woman.
结果主又讲了奇妙的话。
But then the Lord said something amazing.
主说由着她，不要为难她。
Let her alone. Why do you bother her?
她说她做这件事情是为着我安葬用的。
She has done a good thing for my burial.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？玛利亚做这件事情呢，主眼中看见了另外一件事。
Because what Mary has done, the Lord has seen something entirely different.
所以主说她所做的是一件美事。
What she has done is a good thing.
啊，这个门徒看不见美。
The disciples could not see the good.
只看见钱。
They saw money.
哎呀，可惜啊。
What a waste.
但是主看是美。
But the Lord saw it as a beautiful, good thing.
为什么是美呢？
Why was it beautiful?
因为我们的主一路向着十字架而去。
Because all the way he was going up to the cross.
没有人能够体会他的心。
No one could understand his
heart. 而玛利亚现在做这件事，虽然玛利亚也不一定完全能懂。
Here, even though Mary may not have entirely understood.
但是这件事情对于主来讲是非常大的一个鼓励。
But to the Lord, it was a great encouragement.
主已经看见玉瓶的破碎，看见拿达香膏的香味四溢。
He saw the breaking of the alabaster jar and he saw the perfume coming out.
他从这幅图画里面已经看见了有一天十字架要破碎他这个身体，那里面神的生命像真拿达膏的香的生命要洋溢出来。
In this picture, he saw that his body, like that alabaster jar, was to be broken so that his life, just like that perfume, would come out.
所以主的心呢，在那里非常的得鼓舞。
So his heart was greatly encouraged.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
那么玛利亚所做的这件事情
，what Mary has done，
就讲到了十字架另外一面的工作。
Speaks of the other portion of the work of the cross.
那么这十字架的工作呢，就是一个及时的、历史的一个破碎。
The cross is also an immediate and quick breaking.
啊，这在主的身上，我们知道，在他上十字架的那个时刻，那么的确是像玉瓶被打碎，拿达香膏四溢一样。
We know that at the moment when the Lord was on the cross, it was like that jar being broken.
这个玉瓶就是主的身体。
That alabaster jar is the body of our Lord.
我们知道主耶稣在地上的时候，他的肉身是无罪的。
We know that when the Lord was on the earth, his body was sinless.
那是何等的宝贵。
How precious.
但是呢，即使是这么宝贵，也需要破碎。
Even though it was so incredibly precious, it still needed to be broken.
所以你我这些身体啊。
For you and I, our bodies.
这个又不是玉瓶，对不对？
We're no alabaster jars.
不过有的人看他的身体真像玉瓶。
Though there are some who see their own bodies as alabaster jars.
宝贵得不得了。
They treasure it.
但是神要把它破碎。
But the Lord wants to break it.
所以有很多时候神兴起环境，
so sometimes the Lord brings up some environment so that our bodies, our flesh, would be broken.
所以主耶稣在肉身上的时候
，so the Lord when he was in the flesh,
他需要经过这个十字架的一个破碎。
He had to go through the breaking of the cross.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当主在十字架上。接受神这个最严厉的工作之后
，When the Lord was on the cross and he was receiving the most severe work of the Father，
我们看见从加略山山上
，We see from Mount Calvary，
所以神的生命就从主的身上开始四面的洋溢
，The life of God was shown forth。
所以今天我们这些相信他、接受他的人，就能分享。
So for all of us who believe and accept him, we can enjoy and receive his life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
主的生命要能够得到释放
His life must be released.
必须要经过十字架的一个释放
It must be released through the cross.
那么我们知道主不仅在十字架上成就了神的这个旨意。
Not only did Jesus accomplish the will of the Father on the cross.
从此之后呢，十字架也成为我们基督徒生命中一个重要的经历。
But at the same time, it is an important experience for all of us believers.
所以约翰说，他如何，我们也如何。
So John says, as it was for him, the same for us.
今天主的生命进到我们的里面。
So today, as the Lord's life is in us,
如果要从我们的身上呢，这个生命能够被显扬出来。
For His life to be shown from our lives,
也是需要十字架的经历。
We also need the experience of the cross.
只有十字架呢，能够释放这个生命。
Only the cross can release this life.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
十字架的经历是每一个弟兄姊妹们所需要的。
The experience of the cross is what every one of us needs.
所以今天你已经拥有了这个生命。
So today, if you have this life,
你如何让这个生命能从你的生活中被显明出来呢？
How can you show this life from within you?
不是你要去做就做到，做不到。
It's not that you can just go try to do it. You can't do it.
乃是主借着十字架的经历，使这个生命从我们身上能够被。
Only when you experience a cross can the life of the Lord be shown from your life.
所以在我们的经历里面
And so in our experience,
十字架也是分作两面
There's also two portions of the work of the cross.
因为呢弟兄姊妹们我们呢蒙恩得救之后呢但是我们里面还有一个旧生命
After we are saved, we still have an old nature within us.
我们晓得这个旧的生命是我们新生命最大的一个干扰
The greatest hindrance to our new life is that old life.
大多数弟兄姊妹都是分不清楚什么是旧生命，什么是新生命。
The majority of believers have a difficult time trying to figure out what is of the old, what is of the new.
我们知道旧生命里面有是有坏的，但是也有好的。
In the old life, we know that there are bad things, but there are some good.
我们旧生命的那个犯罪的那个东西，我们是厌恶的。
Yes, we hate the sin that is within the old life.
但是呢，有的基督徒呢，不明白那个旧生命的好的，我们自己还很欣赏呢。
But then there are some believers when we see the good of our old life, we still enjoy it.
所以有很多时候，我们在生活中活出来的那个什么，一点点的好，好像好的行为中，有的是完全从旧生命的那个里面出来的东西。
There are times when we have some good manifestations in our lives, we don't know that is actually coming out from our old life.
所以因此在我们属灵生活中就形成了一种混淆的状态。
And so in our spiritual lives, there's a lot of confusion and mixture.
这个旧生命成为一个很大的干扰。
That old life becomes a great hindrance.
所以呢，你要能分辨这个。
And so you need to discern this.
你必须把它带到十字架的跟前。
In order to do that, you must bring it before the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，只有十字架是旧生命的阻挡。
Only the cross can end the old life.
并且呢，旧的生命能够十字架能够致死这个旧生命。
And entirely kill and end that old life.
所以一方面，弟兄姊妹们，我们需要十字架的工作，把我们天然的生命把它带到死地。
So on one hand, we need the cross to bring our old life into death.
在十字架的经历里面。
And in the experience of the cross.
你才能分辨什么是在基督里，什么是在亚当里。
Can you be able to discern what is in Christ and what is in Adam?
没有十字架的工作。
Without the work of the cross.
我们永远也分辨不清楚。
You will never be able to tell the difference.
所以可见这个十字架的工作在我们身上是多么重要的一件事情。
And so we see how important is the work of the cross in our lives.
那么也许有弟兄姊妹问说，那我们怎么样来经历这个所谓十字架的这个致死和阻挡的工作呢？
Then perhaps some of you may ask, how can we experience the work of the cross in ending our old life?
所以圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us,
一个人呢，如果要背起十字架，就是要否认自己，对吧？
It tells us that if we are to bear our own cross, we are to deny ourselves.
所以呢，你现在开始要学习啊，否认你自己。
So now you must come to learn how to deny yourself.
比方圣经中告诉我们，你要谦卑，你要温柔。
For example, the Bible tells us you must be humble and meek.
你怎么用呢？
How are you going to use it?
你别看哦，要谦卑，要温柔。好，从现在开始起，我就要来怎么谦卑，怎么温柔。
You read the Bible; it says you must be humble and meek, and so you say, "Okay, now I'm going to learn. I want to be humble and meek."
弟兄姊妹，你就错了。
But then you are wrong.
你第一个看见谦卑和温柔的时候
，When you see humble and meek,
你说主啊，我不能。
You say, "Lord, I'm unable."
我做不到。
I can't do it.
我也不要试着去做。
And I'm not going to try to do it.
我根本做不到。
I cannot even do it.
所以你就否认自己。
You deny yourself.
圣经说你要圣洁。
The Bible says you must be holy.
我们对主说，主啊，我做不到。
You say to the Lord, Lord, I can't do it.
我根本不圣洁。
I'm unholy.
我也不试着要去圣洁。
I'm not even going to try to be holy.
我不可能圣洁。
It's impossible for me to be holy.
那么你就在这里否认。
You deny.
神教你说过公义的生活。
The Bible says live a righteous life.
你说我是个不义的人。
You say, Lord, I'm unrighteous.
在我里面一点义都没有。
No righteousness within me.
如果不在主的光中啊,
if not under the light of God,
有时候我们还觉得自己还不错嘞。
Sometimes you feel that you're still pretty good.
我们常说, 你看他不义。
You say, that person is unrighteous.
我还有点义。
I'm still pretty righteous.
弟兄姊妹们, 你如果这样的话, 你没有否认自己。
If you're like that, you have not yet denied yourself.
所以你要学会否认自己。
You need to learn to deny yourself.
我们现在礼拜五晚上都在追求这个地方。
Now, Friday nights, this is what we are all learning together.
我在我那一组曾经教我们弟兄们，我就说呢，这个我们弟兄们写了这些纲要，你怎么用法呢？
And so, in our Bible study, as we have these outlines, how are you going to use those outlines?
你一拿到纲要，你就说啊，我没一样做得到。
You take the outline and say, Lord, there's not one thing that I can do on this outline.
我这个不能，那个不能，都不能。
I can't do this or that.I can't do any of it.
所以你第一件事情你要学会否认自己。
So the first thing you need to do is deny yourself.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你就是要把它钉在十字架上才可以。
You need to nail the old life to the cross.
比方说，我们弟兄告诉我们说，你祷告的时候你要自然。
Now brothers tell us that when you pray, it needs to be natural.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现。你越想自然就越不自然。
You'll find that the more natural you want to be, the more unnatural you are.
你怎么自然呢？
How do you be natural?
要释放。
How are you going to be natural?
要释放就来释放。
And how are you going to let loose?
越弄就越不释放。
The more you try to be set free, you can't.
所以你第一个对主说，主啊，我根本不会自然。
You say, Lord, I can't be natural.
我根本就不知道不会释放。
I don't know what it means to be set free.
弟兄姊妹，要学会怎么样？学会先否认你自己。
You need to learn first how to deny yourself.
所以十字架一面来讲就阻挡我们这个。
So on one hand, the cross, it stops us.
你知道我们在新约中神的百姓。
Now in the New Testament, God's
people. 常常我们所做的跟旧约以色列的百姓是一模一样的。
Oftentimes the things that we do is just like those in the Old Testament.
神把律法给了他们
了。God gave them the law.
神说你们能做吗？
Said, can you do it?
他说我们能。
They said yes.
我们也必定做。
We will accomplish it.
做到最后被咒诅。
And at the end, they were cursed.
所以今天呢，这个路是不能走的。
And so this road we cannot travel on.
新约的路是什么呢？
What is the way for the New Testament?
主把律法给我们。
God has given us a law. He writes it in our hearts.
主说你能做吗？
God says, "Can you do it?"
你可以做吗？
Can you do it?
弟兄姊妹，我们要怎么回答？
How do you respond?
我不能。
I cannot.
我根本不可能。
I cannot.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and
sisters, 第一个你要学会否认你的自己。
First off, you need to deny yourself.
如果你懂得这样的否认的话，
if you know how to deny yourself,
那么你就慢慢，你就大概可以摸，开始摸到一点点十字架的工作。
Then slowly you can begin to touch some of the work of the cross.
天然的生命，
the natural life,
永远活不出属灵生命的结果。
Will never be able to give you the fruits of the spiritual life.
神对于我们这个旧造的人是完全的否决的。
God has entirely given up on our old nature.
所以我们需要懂得怎样来运用十字架。
So we must know how to use the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
当我们能否决自己的时候，
when you deny yourself,
那么在十字架的另一面，
on the other hand of the cross,
他这个属灵生命就自然地流露出来。
That spiritual life will naturally flow.
啊，一点都不做作的。
It is not unnatural.
并且是非常的美丽的。
But very beautiful.
保罗告诉我们了。
Paul tells us,
在腓立比书第一章二十节很重要的话。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 20, there's a very important word.
他说：“因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。”
For me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
我们都知道今天在生活中要把基督活出来是多么重要的一件事。
Now we know how important it is for us to live out Christ.
啊，我们知道这个活出来就是把那个生命活出来。
Now to live out Christ is to live out that life.
当这个属灵生命从我们身上出来的时候，就是基督的表现。
Now the spiritual life that is lived out is a manifestation of Christ.
所以你必须经历十字架。
So you must experience the cross.
你天然的生命被治死了。
When your natural life dies,
属灵的生命才在你身上有出路，可以出来。
The spiritual life has a way out to come out.
我们知道在第一个世纪，
Now we know in the first century,
使徒保罗是一个最懂得十字架意义的人。
The apostle Paul really understood the meaning of the cross.
在新约圣经里面讲到十字架的运用， 没有人比保罗更清楚。
In the New Testament, no one else could use the cross like Paul.
保罗不仅是懂得十字架的意义。
Not only did he understand the meaning of the cross.
在他的生活侍奉中间最会运用十字架。
But in his daily life and service, he used the cross.
所以他给我们许多好的榜样。
So he's given us a good example.
像在哥林多后书。
In 2 Corinthians.
第四章里面。
Chapter 4.
那么他就告诉我们。
It tells us.
如何来运用基督的死在我们身上。
How we are to use the death of Christ in us.
就是把十字架的那个死的这方面的功用运用到我们身上。
How we are to use the death on the cross in our own lives.
他告诉我们说我们有宝贝放在这个瓦器里面。
He tells us that we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
啊，弟兄姊妹记得啊。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
主耶稣的身体是玉瓶。
Only the Lord Jesus, his body is the alabaster jar.
我们的身体呢？
What about our bodies?
啊，是什么？瓦器。
We're earthen vessels.
哎，感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
虽然是瓦器啊。
Even though we're earthen vessels.
这里面有宝贝啊。
But inside of us we have treasure.
这个宝贝呢。
This treasure.
就是主所带来的里面的生命。
Is the life that the Lord gives us.
弟兄姊妹，这个丰盛的生命。
This abundant life.
这个神的生命今天就在我们这个瓦器里面。
This abundant life, that is God's life, is within us.
这个生命要如何从我们身上显明出来呢？
How is this life to be shown from us?
我们看见环境的难处是神许可的。
Now God allows difficult circumstances.
保罗在这里特别举了四件比较难的事情。
Paul here describes for us four different difficult things.
第一个就是四面这个受敌。
The first, we are afflicted in every way.
哇，有的时候真是走投无路啊。
Sometimes there really is no way out.
进到一个环境里面呢，真是觉得四面都是敌人。
We're in a particular situation, we feel that the enemy is surrounding us.
但他说呢，确实能不被困住。
But he also says we're not crushed.
啊，有一个弟兄讲得好啊。
A brother has once said,
哎，他说四面被困住了。
Yes, we are bound on all sides.
但上面没有困住。
But not bound from above.
所以我们可以从上面出去。
So we can go out from above.
当然这也是一方面的一个意义了。
Yes, that's one meaning.
但事实上呢告诉我们。
But reality tells us.
在你四面被困被受敌的时候你怎么办呢？
When you are bound and afflicted on all sides.
你要向自己死。
You need to die to yourself.
一个死人是不怕敌人的。
A dead person will not be afraid of the enemy.
对吧？我有时候去给弟兄姊妹们这个送葬。
Now there are times when I hold memorial or funeral services for brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹躺在棺材里的时候。
As they are laying in the coffin.
哎呀，我第一个感觉真是安息。
The first feeling I have is they are at rest.
现在谁也不能危害他。
Now nobody can bother them.
弟兄姊妹是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
所以对一个死了的人来讲的话呢，这个敌人算什么？
So to a dead person, what is the enemy?
所以你如果向自己死，你就没有什么东西能困住你。
So if you are dead to yourself, then nothing can bind you.
心里作难，却不知失望。
We are perplexed, but not despairing.
哎，有的时候真的很矛盾。
Sometimes it's quite a paradox.
但虽然矛盾，但是不会绝望。
But at the same time, we are not without hope.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候呢，遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
We may be persecuted, but not forsaken.
有的英文版很好，他说遭人丢弃却不被遭人这个逼迫却不被神丢弃。
Now some translation says we may be persecuted, but God does not disregard us.
神永不丢弃我们。
God will never disregard you.
活在这个生命的里面。
If you live within this life,
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
你永远没有这个被丢弃的感觉。
You will never have that feeling that you are being forsaken.
多好呢。
How good.
打倒了却不致死亡。
You may be struck down, but not destroyed.
这个有一个英文的翻版翻得很好。
There's another English translation.
他说可以被 knock down, 但是不会 knock out.
You may be knocked down, but not knocked out.
像打拳一样的。
In boxing.
被人家打倒了但不出局的。
You may be knocked down, but you're not out.
弟兄姊妹们。这是保罗告诉我们在环境中神许可很多的环境临到我们。
Paul tells us that God will allow many difficult circumstances to come to you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果在这样的环境中。
In these situations.
我们应当怎样来应付这个环境呢？
How are you to face it?
保罗下面就告诉我们说。
Paul then tells us.
他说呢，因为身上呢，我们身上带着耶稣的死。
Because we are carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus.
有十字架死的功效在我们身上。
We have the effect of the death of the cross in us.
神是如何为着他的儿子把我们交于死地，交任何死地都不要紧。
And so no matter how difficult or whatever death that the Lord wants to place us in, we do not have to be afraid.
主耶稣是借着死败坏那个掌死权的。
Now the Lord Jesus overcame death through death.
所以我们也是借着死。
So also for us, through death,
你身上如果有耶稣基督的死,
if you have in your body the dying of Jesus,
你会实行这个十字架的, 这个秘诀的话呢?
Then you will be able to figure out what is the secret of the cross.
保罗就告诉我们说,
Paul tells us,
耶稣的身会显在我们身上。
Then the life of the Lord Jesus will be manifested in your body.
那么死在我们身上发动。身也在别人身上发动。
Because then, once death works in us, life will be worked out in others.
所以当你遇见这么样一个困苦的环境的时候，
So when you encounter such a difficult circumstance,
你第一个要想到，这是神给你的机会，让你来经历十字架。
The first thing you need to remember is that this is an experience for you to, this is for you to experience the death of the cross.
这才是基督徒一个正确的思想。
This is the correct thinking for a Christian.
那么这个时候呢，你要学着向自己死。
This is when you need to learn to die to yourself.
那么结果你自己活了。
Then the result is that you will live.
周遭的环境也活了。
And then the situation will also become alive.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
只有借着十字架，
only through the cross,
能够把主的生命从我们身上能够彰显出来。
Can the life of the Lord be shown from your life?
神的儿子是如何在肉身中经历十字架？
How the Son of God in His flesh experienced the cross.
使这个属灵的生命能够得到释放。
For the spiritual life to be set free.
今天同样。
The same way.
我们需要经过十字架的死。
We also need to experience the death of the cross.
让基督的生命从我们身上能够彰显出来。
So that the life of the Lord will also be shown from us.
我想为着年轻的弟兄姊妹。
So for some of the younger ones.
我讲一个我自己的一个经历。
I'd like to share an experience with you.
我这个刚刚出来侍奉主的时候
When I first began to serve,
啊，年纪很轻啊，才二十几岁。
I was very young. I was in my twenties.
那我跟一位年长的弟兄呢，我们两个住在一个屋子里。
I was living in the same house with another brother.
那当时呢，弟兄们呢也希望说呢，他呢能够在属灵上给我一些的帮助。
Some of the brothers also hoped that this one brother would help me out spiritually.
因为我刚刚出来服侍，心中啊有很大迫切的愿望，就希望能把圣经读好。
Because I had just started to serve the Lord, I had this great desire to really come to know the Bible well.
我想别的那些年轻侍奉主的人，他们出来的进神学院，进什么训练班，什么学校。人家可以有几年时间读圣经。
There are others who go to seminary, who go to training, and they have a lot of time to read the Bible.
那么我呢，出来之后呢，我也没这样，也没这样机会，我们也不许可去做这些事。
But for myself, God did not allow me, and I did not really go and do those same things.
所以我就跟那年长弟兄要求，我说你能不能呢，这两年的时间呢？不要安排我任何的服事。
So I said to the older brother, within these 2 years' time, can you not have me serve in anything?
让我呢好好的这个在圣经上下功夫。
So that I could really, spend my time in the Bible.
我就看见那个年长弟兄呢，嘿嘿嘿。
So this elderly brother, he just looked at me.
那么过了两天啊。
After about 2 days,
他就把那个青年聚会的那个整个工作都交给我。
He gave me the ministry for all of the young people.
哎，我说我不是说了两年的时间呢，我用功读圣经，不要有这些侍奉吗
？I said, hey, didn't I just say that within these 2 years I didn't want to have any particular ministry and just use my time to read the Bible?
哎，那个年长弟兄说，哎，你做梦了，你做梦了。
The elderly brother said, you're dreaming.
不可能的。
It's not possible.
哎一定要在侍奉中间啊，在主面前去操练学习才行。
Only in service can you then train and learn.
所以有一天晚上，我就跟他两个人开始在那里争论。
So one night, between him and I, we started to argue.
啊，我就怎么都不肯接。
I was not willing to accept.
他就说你非接不可。
He said you must accept.
哇，我们这两个人弄到半夜两三点了。
So we fought until after midnight, 2-3 a.m.
最后那个年长弟兄。不高兴。
So finally, that elderly brother, he was unhappy.
他说弟兄啊。
He said, brother.
听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
我心里想，你用圣经的话压我。
I thought in my heart, you're pressing me with God's word.
不服。
I was not willing to submit.
但是不愉快了，我们睡觉了。
But then we were unhappy and we had to go to bed.
但是他回去刷刷牙，他就上床睡觉了。
And so when he went to go to bed, he brushed his teeth and left.
但是我里面这个血气翻腾。
But inside of me, I was very upset.
那我就不肯睡。
I couldn't sleep.
我就跪在我的床旁边祷告。
I knelt by my bed to pray.
其实不是祷告。
But it wasn't that I was really praying.
我在跟主发怨言。
I was arguing with God.
啊，我在跟主啊，这个交涉。
I was arguing and complaining to God.
我说主啊，你看这些年长的人一点的体谅心都没有。
I said to the Lord, look at this older brother, he has no understanding.
我这么一点点小小的要求他们都不肯。
Just a small request and he's unwilling.
我说我明天不干了，明天早上卷铺盖回家。
I said, tomorrow I give up, I'm just going to pack up my things and go home.
啊，我就跪在那里啊，这个不肯起来。
And so I knelt there and I wasn't willing to get up.
啊，那个弟兄呢，刷了牙，这个弄他。我们住同一个房间嘛，他睡觉。
Because we stayed in the same room, he brushed his teeth and he went to sleep.
他看我还跪在那儿。
He saw me kneeling there.
我想他心里一定很好笑啊，这个年轻人刚出来侍奉主。
I was thinking perhaps in his heart he was laughing at me.
他也不讲话。
But he didn't say anything.
就让他跪那儿好了。
Just let him kneel there.
啊，我就跪啊，在那里。
So I knelt there.
心里面这个不平啊。
And in my heart I was very unbalanced.
难过得不得了。
I was very sorrowful.
挣扎了，挣扎去。
I was struggling.
祷告一直弄到早晨的快四五点钟。
Until about 4 or 5 a.m.
天都快亮。
It was almost dawn.
我还是不肯起来。
I still was not willing to get up.
就在这个时候。
And at that time.
正在那个里面呢，这个鼓气的时候啊。
When I was still full of myself.
忽然之间，这个思想中呢，这个冒出来一节圣经的话。
All of a sudden.A passage of scripture came to my mind.
啊，就是以赛亚书53:10。
Isaiah 53:10.
我也不知道那节圣经是什么。
I don't even know what that passage says.
好像很莫名其妙，忽然之间里面冒出来这么一个圣经节。
All of a sudden, I had this thought, this Bible verse, Isaiah 53:10.
哎呀，本来我那跪在那里闭着眼睛嘛。
At first, I was kneeling there with my eyes closed.
这个圣经节一进来啊。
But when this verse came,
心里面好奇到底是什么话呢？
I was very curious, what does it say?
所以后来我就偷偷地把圣经拿来了。
So I went and I got my Bible.
我就把那个圣经节打开。
And I opened it up.
哇，第一句话是什么呢？
What is the first word?
耶和华定意将他压伤。
The Lord was pleased to crush him.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这个话一进来，我里面立刻清楚。
As soon as this word came, I was very clear.
今天你要侍奉主吗？
Today, if you are to serve the Lord,
你要好好跟随主。
If you want to follow the Lord,
你如果不经过十字架在你身上的破碎，
if you do not go through the breaking work of the cross,
你是在神手中没有用的。
Then you are useless in God's hand.
我那个时候立刻里面明白。
And very quickly, I was clear.
我们的弟兄这样做是有用意的。
That for my brother to do this to me was beneficial.
弟兄姊妹们，他希望我们这个器皿被破碎。
He wants us these vessels to be broken.
所以你知道很奇妙啊。
So amazingly,
这个主这么一说话，
as soon as God spoke,
哇，马上的气都没了。
Very quickly, all my anger was gone.
只有很懊悔。
I was full of regret.
我说主啊，我不是说我把自己奉献给你吗？
I said, Lord, didn't I consecrate myself to you?
一切都是你做主吗？
That you are to be Lord of all.
所以你看看我的生命还是这么强的。
You see, my life is still so strong.
每样事物都抓到我自己手里。
I'm holding everything tightly in my hands.
一不如我的意了，我马上这个，你看我这个什么样子？
As long as it's not according to my will, look at me.
什么都要如我意才行。
Everything must go according to my will.
如果都是如我意，这怎么服侍神呢？
If everything is according to my will, how can I serve?
你这个算什么奉献的人呢？
Then who am I consecrated to you?
哎呀，我就在那里懊恼起来了。
And so I was full of regret.
哎呀，就对主啊，一直道歉主啊，
So I kept apologizing to the Lord.
我没有向自己死。
I have not died yet to myself.
啊，我不懂得向自己死。
I don't know how to die to myself.
所以等我爬起来的时候，天已经亮了。
And so when I got up, it was already day.
弟兄说吃早饭吧。
The brother said, "Time to eat breakfast."
哎呀，很羞愧。
And I was so full of shame.
也很不好意思。
And embarrassed.
不过那个时候在主面前还是有点学习。
But at that time, I was still learning before the Lord.
吃早饭的时候，我就跟那个年长弟兄道歉。
So during breakfast, I apologized to the other brother.
我说，请你赦免我。
I said, please forgive me.
我年纪轻啊。
I'm young.
昨天晚上对你说话不礼貌。
I was very disrespectful in what I said to you.
弟兄这个度量也蛮大。
And yet, our brother, he was very gracious.
他就笑一笑。
He smiled.
他说啊，没关系了。
He said, "Oh, no problem."
他说果子还青呢。
The fruit is not yet ripe.
不好吃。
It's not good yet.
熟了就好吃了。
Once it's ripe, it's good.
一直到今天这句话我都记得。
I still remember these words even to today.
弟兄姊妹们，青年的弟兄姊妹就是青果子不好吃。
Young brothers and sisters, you're not yet ripe. You're not good.
等到熟了就好吃。
You're good once you're ripe.
真是有智慧，你看。
There's so much wisdom in these words.
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
从那天开始起
，From that day on,
我也没有再有任何的要求。
I did not have any more requests.
我就知道一件事情，如果我们不懂得怎样运用十字架的死。
If you do not know how to use the death of the cross,
我们身上若是不带着耶稣的死,
if your body does not contain the dying of Jesus,
耶稣的身永远不会显在我们身上,
then the life of Jesus will never be shown in you.
这个生命也永远不会显在别人身上,
this life will also never be shown in others.
所以这些日子,
and so in these days,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们把大家的注意力都带到这个生命这个点上,
as we bring everybody's attention onto life,
但是我们要知道这个生命是如何从我们身上能被释放出来,
we must know how this life is to be released and set free.
我再说,
again I say,
基督徒是活出来的,
Christians, we are living.
不是做出来的,
we're not made.
如果我们把这许许多多东西当作教条, 我们来遵守, 来做,
if you use all of these things as rules and regulations and you try to hold on to it by doing it,
一方面, 我们就走到错路上去,
you will walk on the wrong path.
另外一方面来讲, 你永远也做不出来的,
on the other hand, you can never do it.
所以感谢主,
so we thank the Lord.
他如何,
how he is,
我们也应当如何,
we are also the same.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天神要借着我们的肉身,
the Lord, through our physical life,
要把属灵的生命把它彰显出来,
he wants to show and manifest the spiritual life. 神
特别要借着教会,
especially through the church,
作为他的身体,
to be his body,
把他自己的荣耀彰显在地上,
to manifest his glory on earth.
所以只有这个生命流露出来的时候,
and only when this life is able to flow out,
那才有真正的见证,
can there truly be a real testimony.
啊, 我们的见证不是在外面的东西,
our testimony is nothing on the outside.
我们的见证乃在于这个生命的流露,
our testimony is in the outward flow of this life.
感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
他为我们开了路,
he has opened up the way for us.
他也做了榜样,
and he has also been our example.
他曾经到地上来, 把这个生命彰显出来, 把荣耀归给神。
When he came to this earth, he shown us his life and gave all glory to God.
今天这个生命进到我们的里面,
and today this life has come into us.
也要借着十字架的工作,
and also through the work of the cross,
使这个生命能得到释放,
for this life to be set free.
那么我们就在地上能够把荣耀归给神。
Then on earth we can also give glory back to God.
这是何等重要的一件事。
This is such an important matter.
盼望主在我们的里面开我们的眼睛。
We hope that God will open up the eyes of our hearts.
让我们能看见。
So that we can see.
这是神的道路。
This is God's way.
我想最后呢，请弟兄姊妹，我们一同来唱一个诗歌啊。
Shall we sing a hymn at the very end?
389首。
389。
诗歌三百八十九首
，Hymn 389。
这里说，基督虽能千趟降生于伯利恒
，Here it says, though Christ a thousand times in Bethlehem be born,
若为活你心坎，救恩仍是无成。
If he's not born in your soul, it is still forlorn.
各个他的十架还不会拯救你。
The cross on Golgotha will never save thy soul.
在你里的十架才能医治你。
The cross in thine own heart alone can make thee whole.
作诗的人是多么懂得十字架的运用。
The hymn writer knew how to use the cross.
今天我们看见在神的百姓中
Today among God's people,
这个十字架的经历啊，已经成了一个失落的一个宝贵的经历。
The experience of the cross is a lost experience.
我们盼望主让我们重新把它拾回来。
And we hope that God will again allow us to regain it.
主耶稣这里告诉我们，就是来到地上千趟，对你如果不在你里面也没有用。
Here it says, even if Christ came a thousand times to this earth, to you it's still worthless.
好，让我们一同来唱这首诗歌。
Shall we sing together?
我们请大家起立，一同来唱。
Shall we all stand?
唱完之后呢，我们个人在主面前都能有点祷告。
And afterwards, shall we all individually pray before the Lord?
我们要求主让这些道不成为一个道理。
So that these words would not just be logic,
要成为我们实际生命经历的路
but really a way for us to experience life.
愿主在这个末了的时代
so that in these end times,
真是得着一般背着十字架跟从主的人
we would be people who really bear our own cross to follow him.
在生活里是实实际际的经历十字架
and in our daily lives we can truly experience the cross.
这首诗歌大家很熟，我们请姊妹给我们弹一句就可以了。
为祸你心肯，救恩人事无成，哥哥他的施加还不回神，救你在你里的施加才有能医治你。哦，基督的十字架，我敬你记我心，使我脱自己幻想，完全靠父神生命。人哪，你爱和我，基督要向你说梦，各住你若爱中，各托你若爱中，自己身就进入，自己身就活出，
再唱一遍。
Shall we sing the refrain again?
哦，基督的十字架，我敬你尽我心，使我脱自己幻想，完全靠父神生命。
大家同声开口一点祷告。
Shall we together pray aloud? Lord Jesus, I thank you.
主，感谢你为我们不仅成功了救赎，也把救赎的路摆在我们的眼前。主啊，今天愿你还能得着一般真正认识十字架的人，就是愿意学习背十字架跟从你。亲爱的主啊，我们知道我们天然的生命若是不被破碎，主那永远的生命永远也显不出来。感谢你把这条道路清清楚楚摆在我们的眼前。今天早晨主啊，接纳我们的祷告，让我们真是把十字架接到我们的心中。主耶稣，我们感谢你，愿每一个弟兄姊妹都知道如何活在你的面前。谢谢你，把深处的敬拜归给你。主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
我们知道你来了，已经把这个生命赐给我们。
We know that you came and you have already given us this life.
这个生命在你的肉身中曾经如何 被彰显出来。
This in your flesh, this life was already shown.
能够在地上的日子把荣耀归给神。
So that on your days on earth, you gave glory to God.
主啊，你也要我们照样在地上，在肉身中能把这个生命活出来。
In the same way in our bodies, that we would live out your life.
让我们在世的日子能把荣耀归给父神。
So that in these days, we would also give glory to the Father.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们承受了极重、极痛苦的代价。
Lord, you bore such a great and tremendous suffering and paid such a price.
为我们开了又新又活的路。
To open up this true and living way.
主啊，今天我们无需要再付这么重大的代价。
Lord, we do not need to pay such a great price.
我们只要学习背着十字架否认我们的自己。
We just need to learn to carry our own cross and deny ourselves.
容让十字架在我们身上做致死的工作。
So that this cross would work out its death in us.
你的生命就能从我们身上显露出来。
Then your life can be shown from us.
主啊，我们就能够在地上荣耀神的名。
Then on earth we can glorify the name of God.
我们求你借着圣灵开我们的眼睛。
We pray that the Spirit would open up our eyes.
叫我们真正能够明白十字架的意义。
So that we can come to truly know the meaning of the cross.
也让我们在生活侍奉里面。
So that in our daily lives and service.
真正有十字架的经历。
Truly have the experience of the cross.
主啊，特别在今天这个世代的里面。
Particularly in these days.
好像已经不多的人知道如何来运用十字架。
Not too many people know how to use the cross.
但愿你在这里得着一般百姓。
Please gain a people here.
是真正背起十字架跟从你的。
Would truly carry our cross to follow you.
在我们的生活中实在看见有耶稣死的印记。
So that in our daily lives we would see the mark of the death of Christ.
也在我们的生活侍奉中实在看见复活的生命。
So that in our lives and in our service we would see the resurrected life.
主啊，这些日子你愿你在你的百姓中做恢复的工作。
In these days, please do your recovery work among your people.
早晨我们对你说，主，我们在这里。
And so we say to you, Lord, we are here.
我们愿意跟从你。
We're willing to follow you.
主啊，我们愿意作为你的彰显。
We're willing to show and to manifest you.
我们要求你纪念我们的祷告。
Please remember our prayer.
我们谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Thank you for your presence with us today.
主啊，在这个时候我们一同再把敬拜归给你。
And again, we give you all worship.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.